Oh my God, guys. Oh my absolute god. Wow. We got a double twister, panty dropper, double deuce, purple, nurple, double album drop. I cannot believe it. Like, I know everybody was also saying for Midnights it would be double album drop. Were people saying that because Folklore and Evermore were like sister albums? Or I think there was like one person maybe in the rock world who did a double album drop. I was not expecting this. Oh my God. We have 31 new effing songs from Taylor Swift. And obviously, I feel like all of my thoughts are going to change on all of them. And I'm going to get to know them, you know, intimately, deeply over the next course of the next couple of years. And sorry, I just woke up having my little English breakfasty, but I just wanted to get a post going here because I want to hear literally all of the patrons' thoughts about everything. I'm just going to run through some of the highlights, and I still need to obviously listen to all of them. And I know I'm going to have different thoughts, but okay. Fortnite, I don't really have much to say about that. Tortured Poets Department, I like it. Patti Smith, Modern Idiots, I just kind of liked that. I liked it. I like how she's talking about how they're stupid, but she's still kind of making it sound a little highbrow, not highbrow, but like we're modern idiots. Even that phrase is a little bit poetic, and she's like, we're not poets, but you are, you know. My boy only breaks his favorite toys. Well, should I do overall, like, what the fuck is up with every single, not the boy breaks his favorite toys? To me, that's giving Joe Alwyn. Everything else is giving Maddie Healy and, like, you know, Kim Kardashian and Travis for like one or two songs. How did he cast a spell on her that deep? I do not. The Maddie Healy thing is like, I am absolutely flabbergasted by it. Like, I did not know that this man made this much of an impression, but whatever. Down Bad. I feel like that's about Maddie Healy, right? She's like, down bad. Fuck it if I can't have him. There's so many different like earworms in this album, which I'm loving. So Long, London. So long. It's, I feel like there's not that much anger at Joe Alwyn on the album, blah, blah, blah. It's just heartbreaking. There's this one lyric too. I'm trying to pull all of them up so I can, like, you know, Monday will be like a deep version of this. Oh, when she's like, I'm pissed off that I gave you all that youth for free. Aye, aye, aye. How much sad do you think I had? It was also interesting too in the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. He said he'd love me all his life. I just feel like it's mostly deep sadness around Joe is what I'm getting. Okay, but Daddy, I Love Him, obviously about Maddie Healy. Also a little bit of a diss track to the fans where she's like, I want to be with him. Fuck what everybody says. Running with my dress unbuttoned, screaming, but Daddy, I love him. Kind of like a grown up love story. Fresh Out the Slammer, I need to listen to it more. Florida, what's going on? She mentions Florida in the Florida track and then also in Fortnite, and I'm like, has she secretly been in Clearwater and like I didn't know about it? I used to be a little Florida girly, so has Taylor Swift been in Florida? I just don't understand where it's coming from. Something must have happened there. But as I was saying in the Pod Collective group chat last night, the benefit of this album coming out, there's so many Swifties who are going to do the work for us. Like, there's probably already truly 4,000 girls on the case of specifically what does Florida mean to Taylor. Guilty of Sin, I got to listen to it more. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I think might be my favorite. I fucking love it. I love the little like scream sing that she does. It makes me feel like a little bit powerful. It almost gives me a little bit like a Arya from Game of Thrones vibes or something, you know? I Can Fix Him, parentheses, no, really, I can. I think Emps in the group chat shared this interesting insight to that song where a lot of the 1975 songs, it's like a title and then another title in parentheses after it. So, Maddie Healy. L-O-M-L, Love of My Life and Loss of My Life. Just a sad one. I gotta listen to it again. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I know a lot of people on TikTok were like, this is too pop. This is too glittery. This is too stupid. I fucking love it. Like, I eat stupid up. If you guys follow me on Instagram, like, I non-ironically have been listening to Karma by JoJo Siwa. So, like, I love this stuff. I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday. It's like stupid and I love it. But it's also, yes, it's glittery pen, but it's also kind of like, what's that word? When you're smiling, but like you're in a bitchy mood. So you're just going to fucking smile, you know, like it kind of gives me a little bit of that petulant, like I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birth. Like there's a little bit of anger underneath it. I like it though. Also, I feel like there's going to be so many TikToks of girls using the lyrics. I cry every day, but I am so productive. Which, by the way, me after my last breakup, getting this podcast off the ground. people are going to put together amazing fan edits, I think, of like her performing with this song in the background. It's going to be great. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, obviously, Matty Healy diss track. Him trying to buy pills from her friends and then getting ghosted. I love the details. I love the details. What a fucking burn victim unit. Like that is just too good. Jehovah's Witness suit. I mean, let me actually Google right now, like Jehovah's Witness suit. Oh my God, everyone's already Googling it. I just want to know, what does it look like? Is that like a cheap suit or something? Oh my God, Matty Healy is already coming up in the Google images when you type Jehovah Witnesses suit. Dead. Okay, The Alchemy. Oh, no. I was thinking of The Albatross. The Alchemy, I need to listen to it again. Clarabeau, I need to listen to it again. The Black Dog, I don't think I've listened to it. I'm going to get you back. I made a video on TikTok about this, okay? Is Olivia Rodrigo going to be credited? Is she? There's just two different Olivia Rodrigo examples here. One, in Taylor's song, I'm Gonna Get You Back. She literally does the same formula of Olivia Rodrigo by taking that phrase, get you back, and having it mean two things, like get you back with me or get you back in a revenge sense, right? And Olivia literally goes, I wanna key your car. I wanna make you lunch. And Taylor goes, oh, I'm gonna smash up your bike or I'm gonna be your wife. I'm going to get you back. Olivia goes, I want to break your heart, stitch it right back up. I want to meet your mom to tell her son sucks. Taylor goes, well, should I curse you out or take you back to my house? I haven't decided yet. I'm going to get you back. It's the same mantra all the way down to I'm going to key your car. I'm going to smash up your bike. Like, and all the Swifties in my comments, most people in my TikTok video are agreeing with me, but some Swifties are like, you're reading too much into it. Shut up. Like, I know that person, if Taylor Swift put out this song first and then Olivia did her second, they would be like, she's stealing. Like, oh my God. So that was one, you know, thing that I thought with like Olivia Rodrigo. And then the second is that the song So High School, which is about Travis Kelce, like a love song, like I'm in love. I'm in, like, sad songs on the album, but So High School, I'm in love with my current flame. And Olivia Rodrigo forgets, you know, once again, in the second half, just like Taylor was so American in the second half, she puts out So American. And the vibe of that song is everything else on the album is sad, but I'm so in love with my current love. So American, So High School. Look, all I'm saying is that if the album of the orders were switched and Taylor's came out first and Guts came out second, people wouldn't be letting Olivia breathe over it. So The Albatross. I really like this one. It's giving me, like, once again, kind of Game of Thrones for some reason. I just like it. I don't know what it means yet. I need to listen to it again. Chloe or Sam or Sophie or Marcus. Didn't we do a bunch of blind items that said that Matty Healy was bisexual? Well, blind item confirmed. Let me pull up the lyric in here. Yeah, your hologram stumbled into my apartment, hands in the hair of somebody in darkness named Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. Yeah. Yeah. Either Joe Alwyn or Matty Healy is bisexual. How are the Hetlers going to explain that one? Are they going to be like, Sam could be a girl's name and so could Marcus? Are they going to be like, it's a fictional story, part of the Betty and James triangle? They're going to be like, this was written before Taylor got her LASIK eye surgery, so she couldn't see, so she couldn't tell, but don't speculate on the gender. She just was throwing out different names as brainstorming. Somebody in this song is bisexual, and we're going to have to talk about it, you know? How did it end? I think I've only heard it once. So High School, we already talked about it. Cutesy song. Although, oh my God, the lyrics where she's like, you're touch me quietly as your friends play Grand Theft Auto. Taking I'm a Cool Chill Girl to the next level by getting fingered while Travis Kelce's bros play Grand Theft Auto. And the lyrics on Genius are saying, teach me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto. Please. It's touch me. It is touch me. I'm trying to stifle my sighs. I don't know about you, but I can't really have sex in public or with people around. I get a little bit stage fright, you know, fear of public speaking. Taylor Swift, apparently not. I hate it here. I need to listen to that more. Thank you, Amy. Oh my God, the Kim Kardashian diss track. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I made a TikTok about this. Oh my God. I'm sorry, I haven't taken my allergy meds yet. Okay. Thank you, Amy. First of all, we were saying a bunch of things. First of all, A, if you are into Taylor Swift and you don't subscribe to Cam, from what I will say, her Patreon, you are missing out. Cam is like the Taylor Swift girl. I think I've been doing podcasts with her for like the last 2 years. She knows everything. And all of the tea that she got, I don't want to reveal her tea, but she basically got tea. We knew that Maddie Healy was going to be all over this album, and that was confirmed. And we also got tea once that, you know, she's not friendly with Miss Kim Kardashian. I'm just going to put it at that. And you can go check out her Project Windmill series over on Patreon. Both sources, absolutely correct. She definitely still fucking hates Kim Kardashian. And I thought this song, normally Taylor Swift's incessant need for revenge, really kind of freaks me out a lot. Like, holy shit, you good? Like, are you okay? Like, oh my God. Like, I just don't get, you know, I don't even know how to conduct revenge, let alone like have it be my whole thing. I also feel like too, if you're sitting down, like there might be people who I don't like, and maybe I'll get, you know, a little bit, I don't know, maybe happy if something bad happens to them, not like seriously bad or something. Or if I find out somebody else doesn't like them inside, I'll go like, oh yeah, that makes me happy, you know? But could I ever sit down and plan out revenge that would unfold 1, 2, 3, 10 years from when it happened? Like, oh my God. Because revenge is like, you are purposely wanting someone to suffer and you are taking actions. You know, you could have been playing The Sims or having an orgasm or eating mac and cheese, but instead you're like, let me take time to craft this revenge. It freaks me out a little bit, but it pays off for this song because it's good. It's good. And it's like sickly sweet, but there's like venom underneath it. I feel like that's kind of a little bit of a theme here. At the end of the song, where she drops that line about like, one day your kid will come home singing this song and only us two are gonna know that it's about you and it's gonna drive you crazy that your kid loves me. Ooh. Although, does Northwest love her? Because some people on TikTok were saying that she went to the Eras Tour, and then other people were saying, no, she didn't. And she actually made a TikTok like dissing Taylor Swift. I don't know. We'll see. I look in people's windows, girl, so do I, especially in the winter months when it gets dark at night and you're depressed because of that. But the only benefit is that you go on a nighttime walk where there's a lot of mansions and you get to look through people's windows. I used to do it all the time in New York. It's the only benefit of getting fucked over by the daylight in winter. The Prophecy, I think I need to listen to that again. Cassandra. I'm triggered. I think that's maybe about Kim as well. Peter, people were saying follow up to Cardigan, like Peter losing Wendy, Peter Pan. The Bolter, I thought that was a good one. Although I wasn't sure, like listening to the lyrics, I was like, is there essay happening? Oh wait, I'm not on TikTok. Is there sexual assault happening? Like, ends with the slam of a door and he'll call her a whore. Wish he wouldn't be sore. She fell through the ice and then came out alive. I'm like, is she just running away from a guy who's being a little bit crazy and she's noticing that he's crazy? Or is our girl in trouble, the Bolter? Robin, I need to listen to it again. And the manuscript, I don't even think I've listened to it. It's 31 songs, you know. Dude, I took an edible last night and I was losing my mind. I actually had to stop listening to the album and go to bed because I was just like kicking my feet. I was experiencing two big emotions. And I feel like my nieces have those like little books, like what to do when your emotions are too big. And it's like, go to a room and play with your stuffed animals, like take deep breaths, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that was me last night. My emotions were too big. Anyway, those are just my initial thoughts. I just want to put this out because I'm dying to hear what everyone else thinks. And then obviously we'll talk more on Monday when the episode with Brian is out and we have more time to digest. But first thoughts, let me know.